ZAC-XBT flags AscendEx over possible withdrawal delays. On-chain investigator ZAC-XBT posted a community warning early on June 26, 2026, saying that AscendEx may be delaying user withdrawals because of liquidity issues. The note, relayed by Wu Blockchain, urges users to treat the situation with caution. As of this writing, the claim is an allegation from a single credible source, not a confirmed insolvency, and AscendEx has not published a detailed response. The warning lands at a tense moment for the market. Bitcoin trades at $59,826, down 1.5% on the day, and Ether sits at $1,553, down 3.9% and near a 2026 low, with the Fear and Greed Index pinned at 15, deep in extreme fear. As of June 26, 2026, stress signals travel fast in conditions like these. The substance of the warning, ZAC-XBT has a track record of surfacing exchange problems and on-chain fraud before mainstream coverage catches up, which is why a flag from that account moves quickly. The specific claim here is narrow. Users may be seeing slow or stuck withdrawals, and the suspected cause is a liquidity shortfall rather than a routine maintenance pause. That distinction matters. Exchanges throttle withdrawals for many reasons, including security holds, compliance reviews, and wallet upgrades. A liquidity shortfall is different in kind. It suggests the platform may not have enough readily available assets to honor redemptions on demand, which is the scenario users most need to watch for. We are reporting the warning, not endorsing a conclusion. Until AscendEx provides proof of reserves or processes a clear backlog of withdrawals, the honest read is that this is an unresolved flag worth monitoring. Slow withdrawals as an early signal. Delayed withdrawals are the most reliable early symptom of an exchange in trouble. The pattern repeats. Withdrawals slow. Support replies get vaguer. The platform blames technical issues, and only later does the balance sheet problem surface. FTX and Celsius both showed withdrawal friction before they froze user funds entirely. By the time a halt is official, exiting is no longer an option. The reason is mechanical. A centralized exchange holds customer assets in its own wallets and lends, stakes, or otherwise deploys some portion of them. If too many users redeem at once and the deployed assets cannot be recalled fast enough, the exchange runs short of liquid funds, even if it claims to be solvent on paper. A queue forms. That queue is the warning. None of that confirms AscendEx is insolvent. It does explain why experienced traders treat any credible withdrawal delay report as a reason to reduce exposure first and ask questions later. The cost of being early is small. The cost of being late can be the entire balance. The risk sits with the user. This is the part that matters for anyone who keeps a spending balance on a centralized platform. When you hold funds on an exchange, you hold a claim against that company, not the coins themselves. If the company freezes withdrawals, your balance is stuck regardless of what the dashboard says. The same dynamic has played out beyond crypto-native venues. The collapse of the e-money firm Monevium into FCA special administration left customers with no deposit insurance backstop. And DeFi is not immune either, as a small vault wind-down recently showed how fast yield confidence can break. For crypto card users, the lesson is concrete. Many cards draw from a balance parked on the issuer's exchange or custodial wallet. That balance carries counterparty risk, and a single bad week at the custodian can lock it. Cards that let you spend directly from your own wallet remove that exposure because the assets never sit on a third party's books. The trade-off is that self-custody puts key management on you, but it takes the freeze risk off the table. Even the custody industry is consolidating around this reality. BitGo recently cut staff to refocus on custody and stablecoins, a sign of where regulated demand is heading. Practical steps while the flag is open, a measured response beats panic. If you hold assets on AscendEx, the conservative move is to attempt a small test withdrawal and see whether it clears in a normal window. If it stalls, treat that as confirmation of the concern and act accordingly. Avoid sending new deposits to an exchange under an active liquidity warning. And keep only what you actively trade or spend on any centralized crypto platform, moving long-term holdings to wallets you control. Watch for an official statement with verifiable detail, not just reassurance. A platform that is genuinely fine can usually prove it by processing the queue.